Now, Jean's brought us to the centre of the town here. Where are we now, Jean?
We're in La Place du Bouffay, which is the heart of the town, really.
I mispronounced the name of the town earlier on. Mm-hmm. I've called it Malétroit. It's called Malétroit. What's the origin of the name?
If you go back to its origins, the town is actually 1,000 years old. And if you go back to its origins, it was called Maltrec, which means the passage of the prince. So it was the passage of the Lord on the River Oust.
We're in the main square here. What do you see around us?
The main square is the heart of the city, if you like. And behind me, we have the Church of Saint-Gilles, which dates back to the 11th century. A very, very beautiful church. We're very proud of that. About 4 or 5 years ago, during renovation of the interior of the church, we discovered some frescoes that we had no idea were there. So we unearthed the frescoes, and it was great excitement in Malétroit when those were discovered. And ahead of me, you've got several buildings dating to the 17th century, 16th and 17th century. You've got the mairie, which was built in between the two world wars. Opposite me, there is a street called La Rue aux Anglais, which was named because of the British mercenaries who came here during the 17th century. We also have the oldest building in Malétroit, which is called La Maison de la Truie qui file. And it has gargoyles, and you might recognise a miller there. You might recognise the sow who is spinning. You might find a man who is beating his wife. So very interesting. We also have another building called La Maison du Pélican. And apparently in medieval times, then the pelican had a religious significance, because I'm told the story goes that if the mother pelican can't feed her young, then she will tear open her breast and feed her babies from her own blood. So obviously this has the same sort of significance as Christ giving his blood for mankind.
So we're in the central square here, a very picturesque place. What other places must one visit when it comes to Malétroit?
I think you need to go down to see the canal, which is very picturesque. And there are various things along the canal that are of historical importance. There were very, very many tanneries. So there are still remains of the steps where the tanners used to come down to the canal and wash the animal skins. You'll see, for example, the marks under the bridges where the horses pulled the canal boats earlier. And of course, if you come to Malétroit, then you're not very far away from Saint-Marcel, where there is the Resistance Museum.
The ideal would be to come to the tourist office here in Malétroit and ask for Jean Brooke, and you'll show people around.
Certainly, yes, I'd be delighted to do that.
It's been a pleasure meeting you today, and thank you very much for showing us around a little bit.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean.